This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of fun, as is our next guest. He joins us every single Thursday at 4:20. The great Pete Futek of College Football News joins us. Hi, Pete. How you doing, bud?
Week one, fun. Me, fun. Find it in week two. I hope you enjoyed week one. Ain't a lot out there happening in week two this week. They kind of front-loaded it. But, hey, we'll find it somewhere.
That is fair. I don't know. I enjoy 70-0 Penn State over FIU. That could be fun for some.
There's something to it. Like, we now enter the world of, you know, sports investing in NFL stuff where every game is, you know, 24-20. Where, yeah, the 75-3 games, those are always, look, if you're one of those types and you like over-unders, this is college football's fun in week two. But outside of that, there's a few good games. What do you care? You won the one big game you had to have.
Sorry about that.
I feel like my mission for since Saturday happened and then all throughout the weekend was to basically reward some of the teams that took on the tougher opponents but did end up in the loss section, right? So, like, I wanted to reward Notre Dame. I wanted to reward Texas, for instance. Some of the teams just were playing the hard games and seeing like they belonged, I think, mattered.
Can I take the opposite? Instead of rewarding them, morons! What are you doing? Like, why? You don't have a preseason. You don't have the NFL. You know, the NFL guys get like four times the amount of time to prep up and get ready. You don't have those warm-up games. What are you doing coming to Columbus, Ohio, and starting your season with a quarterback who's pretty much new, and even though he's going to make $1 billion and be great, you know, why? Why are you starting your season off against LSU? Why are you starting your season off against Miami? Why? That's what week two should be for. And I think all these teams are absolutely freaking nuts to get one game. Look at Michigan, for example. They go out there, Bryce Underwood throws for like 40 more yards than any Michigan quarterback threw for last year. And they got their tune-up in before going to Oklahoma. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but it just means they might be a little bit sharper because, man, Alabama, that looked like a team that needed some live reps. You know, it's Arch Manning, he looked like he, you know, it's not fair because he's going against Matt Patricia and that Ohio State defense that had a whole offseason to prepare, but that looked like an offense that could have used, you know, a nice little, you know, cupcake Central Tech A&M game just to get ready to go. So I love it. We all love it. We all love those big games, but that's what this week should really be for. Because I'm fine with it. Get those 75-2 games out of the way in week one or even week zero, because these teams obviously needed them because there was no offense that was clicking in week one.
Pete, we'll lump week zero into this as well, even though there were really no great matchups there. I'll ask you, over the first 2 weeks of the college football season, who's impressed you the most?
I mean, let's go kind of deep cuts. You know, I know they haven't played anybody great, but Kansas has looked great. They get Missouri coming up next. That's a team that's started to rock and roll. Like you said, it's only been really 1 week. I'm not going to jump all in on the LSU love train yet. And, And remember, we can't overreact because, again, these teams aren't right there. They don't have their legs yet. So, you know, yes, we say, okay, now we're sure thing that Alabama is in trouble and Kalen DeBoer is going to get fired. Well, I don't know. They kind of walked into a buzzsaw. But I think overall, overarching, I liked C.J. Carr in Miami. I mean, again, what are you doing starting the season with Miami and Texas A&M, Notre Dame? You can choose any schedule you want. You're doing this. But C.J. Carr, he actually kind of outplayed Carson Beck, even though Carson Beck looked good, got a lot of help from his receivers. But they had it. They had the puck on their stick late with a chance to pull that out. That's about as acceptable a loss as it gets. But they got to beat Texas A&M coming forward. But Notre Dame, if they didn't melt down on the lines, that would have been a good game for them. So I kind of was impressed. At least they lost the battle there, but they might not lose again for the rest of 2025.
So I hear what you're saying, and I find it really interesting. You know, Texas Ohio State drew nearly 17 million viewers, most watched week one college game on record. How do they balance out the idea that we all watched it, we all loved that it happened in week one, but what you're saying, and it was true, a lot of these games did look sloppy, and a lot of these games, like if you're smarter, you're right. Michigan taking on Oklahoma in week two makes a lot more sense than taking on someone of importance in week one, but how do you balance out the idea that some teams have to do it to keep it entertaining, to keep it keep this whole wheel spinning, while others then get to take what is actually the smart approach?
Not only is this the smart idea, because it makes everyone more money. Play week zero. Use week zero as the National Cupcake Day, FBS versus FCS teams. Every FBS team gets a home game against an FCS team where they get that one tune-up in first. You know, the FCS team gets a paycheck. You get the students are back. You get the home crowd. The TV, you know, stations are going to, you know, all televise and everyone's going to be going nuts because there's nothing else to do except watch college football. And that's it. No more FCS games the rest of the year. No more Alabama versus Mercer in mid-November or anything like that. Get them all out of the way in week zero. Get your tune-up in. And then you get the 17 million people in week one when Texas visits Ohio State, because you just get a better product. Because, yeah, this was entertaining and it was actually pretty good. But, again, these teams are not anywhere near as good as they're going to be 3 weeks from now. I'm not saying Ohio State loses that game to Texas. But Arch Manning's good. I mean, everyone's thunder dunking on him right now. He's really good, and he's going to show it off over the next couple of games. But now they're playing like three straight, you know, pickup games. They have nothing happening for the next few weeks. And then look at a team like Penn State. They're not exactly extending themselves with the offseason. They have three light scrimmages, and then they really kind of start. So there's ways to do this, and there's ways to make everyone happy. And I think week zero, you start out with one game and go from there.
Pete Futak, College Football News on the Fan Hotline here. Julian Sayin was efficient in his Ohio State debut against a great Texas defense. Bryce Underwood, as you've mentioned, was very strong in his Michigan debut. I will ask you, if you could only buy stock in one of those quarterbacks for their future in college football, are you choosing Bryce Underwood at Michigan or Julian Sayin at Ohio State?
Between those two, I think Underwood seems like he's got the more talent and upside, but Sayin's going to do more. I mean, just they didn't unleash Sayin. I mean, you guys see your thoughts. I mean, yes, they only came up with 200-and-something yards of total offense, but, you know, Ryan Day was saying it after the game. They didn't turn him loose because why would you? I mean, they were able to keep the game in check. The defense had Arch Manning, you know, throwing worm burners all over the place. So why are you all you have to do is just not take a chance, especially once he made the one big throw and Tate made the one great catch. And all of a sudden, there you go. That's your one big play. You're up. Turn it over to your defense. And just assume that nobody, no matter what we do in our jobs and our lives, none of us are as bad as that as Texas coaching staff is trying to call plays against Ohio State in the red zone. They are just at two games in a row that they are just horrendously awful at figuring out a way to just go a few yards. And they get way too cute and just assume that those guys on the other side of the field, it's going to be okay after you see them, and just go from there. And so we'll see. Sayin's going to turn it loose, but what you don't need to right now when you've got that defense full of NFL talents and the running game hasn't even started to work yet. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How much credit do you give to Matt Patricia in this whole ordeal?
A lot. I mean, that's the underappreciated thing in college sports is everyone's in the, oh, well, the NIL thing and the transfer portal stuff. It's the ability to go from, you know, I mean, a Jim Knowles to a Matt Patricia. It's the ability to head that. I mean, Matt Patricia could be an NFL head coach and probably, maybe not a good one, but it wouldn't be crazy. He's better than 100 and something current college football head coaches. You got that guy running your defense and getting it all off season with nothing to do but plan on how to make Arch Manning's life miserable. That's almost unfair. I mean, so like, yeah, he did a great job again with a defense where I still will say that Caleb Downs is probably the best football player in college football, and a whole bunch of new guys though. They might be talented, but it was a new bunch and they just came out and had one whale of a game against a really good Texas team, which now looking forward, you know, Texas has to go to Georgia. They could lose to an Oklahoma, too. That they needed that. I am not buying in that, oh, well, everything's going to be okay. Texas is going to bounce back. That could be a 9-3 team because of this loss.
Pete, we've got a show, Quarterback Deadpool, where each week we each of us have three quarterbacks, myself, JP, our board op Mac. And each week we can drop or add or trade one quarterback. Are you ready to hear the rosters for each of our teams?
Let's go.
We drafted this last week, by the way.
Yeah, and again, these are the 2026 NFL draft eligible quarterbacks. So the goal is to get the number one pick in the 2026 draft drafted off your team. My team is Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier, and Carson Beck. Peterlin okay. has Cade Klubnik, Arch Manning, and Sam Levitt.
Oof.
Mac.
Oh,
Mac.
Pete, on Twitter, I won the poll last week. See, your meaningless week one just ruined my team.
Mac's team was Lenora Sellers, Fernando Mendoza, and Aiden Childs. Who has the best quarterback roster?
So basically what you should do is just go by, you know, aggregate. Like, out of all three of them, who has the combined highest draft slots.
This will also be part of it, correct?
Well, yeah. Well, because it's over, because either Arch Manning's the number one pick. Nothing's going to change that. He could be awful. He's still the number one overall.
Well, that sounds pretty good. You oofed after it, but that sounds pretty good.
But is he really coming out? I mean, you know, Manning stay in college. You know, he seems to like the college world. Money's not really an issue. I think he comes out. I go with the Bill Parcells belief that if you want to play in the NFL, go to the NFL. But, you know, that's not a sure thing. If he's coming out, he's coming out. If not, I have said this all off season. I might have said this on the show last week to you, and this was my thing on every radio hit. Carson Beck is good. Everyone forgets. After 2023, he was the presumptive number one overall pick.
You did say that last week, by the way. You did, yeah.
And he's got the tools. He wasn't great against him, but that's a killer Notre Dame defense. And he was really good against. He was poised. And I'm not going to say I originally thought if Miami wins, it would have been because of Beck was the difference, and Carr turned out to be just as good. But Beck has the skills and tools. I don't quite see what the world sees in Nussmeier. I get that he's got the arm and the skills. I'll throw one guy you did not draft. Can I trade Aiden Childs for Nico and Yamalava. I mean,
yes.
He had nothing to work with, and Utah is awesome. That was a great Utah team, but he is not. But you could see just a couple. There were a few flicks of the wrist where they're going to get that guy into an NFL training room or in all the pro days, and they're going to be like, wait a minute, Nico Yamalava might be the most skilled guy of this bunch. He just has to show it, and I don't know if he's going to be able to do that at UCLA.
What was your reaction to Belichick getting just waxed?
Yeah, that was an NFL coach, because my first reaction was, you knew that that guy spent the last 6 months designing the first 15-ish or so plays, and they had them down, and they looked like they're about to win the national championship, and then they ran out of ideas because TCU's better. But look, North Carolina has 70 new guys, and again, this goes back to my, you know, get a tune-up in. You know, if you got 70 new players, you want a game or two where you get everyone on the same page and you get them out there, because TCU, that was a team that had everyone returning from a 9-win team, and they loaded up with a few really good guys from the transfer portal, and they looked the part. So North Carolina, you look at the rest of their schedule, they get Clemson at home. They miss everybody else. They miss Miami. They miss SMU and Florida State and Louisville and Georgia Tech. That is a schedule where even after this loss, if they could somehow pull off an upset over Clemson, which I don't think they'll do, they could still be in the thick of the things for big stuff, just because that schedule is just so light and breezy up until November.
Pete, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk next week leading into a much better week three.
Have a good one, guys.
Pete Futek there on the Fan Hotline. Great stuff with him. We'll react to what he had to say. And a charming or chotch moment for the ages in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.